You make me feel goofy. Goofy like I blush when someone mentions your name. Goofy like I have a bazillion things I want to tell you when you're not around. But face to face, I just stare at my toe making circles on the ground. Like I'm all thumbs and no place to put them. Like I just want to write you a note that says, do you like me? Yes, no, or maybe. Whatever random cool I've been able to harness leaps from my grasp when you enter the room and I feel old school. And by that I mean grade school, like back in the day when the space between wanting to touch someone's hand and actually touching it could hold lifetimes of passionate yearning. Cute boy in the front row, I don't want to make out with you. I want to make a fort with you, right in the middle of the living room with all those sheets and all the blankets and every chair in the whole house, a soft labyrinth scented with fabric softener and hot chocolate with marshmallows, lying on our tummies on the avocado shag carpeting and eating golden grams right out of the box. We'd be the best spellers in all of the sixth grade spelling bees, and we'd spend our recesses in the library quizzing each other over dueling dictionaries and encyclopedias, having cutthroat Scrabble wars. And you would always accuse me of cheating, but I swear that ishkadibud is a real word. And if you got the chicken pox, I would ride my bike across town on a Saturday and climb in through your bedroom window to hang out with you while your parents were shopping so that I could get chicken pox too. Then we could both stay home from school and talk on the phone all day long and watch game shows and the Twilight Zone reruns together and take breaks only for dinner and bathroom until it was bedtime and we whispered into the phone under the covers in the dark until we got really sleepy and I would say, are you asleep? And you would say, yes. And a little while later I would ask, are you awake? And you wouldn't say anything and I would just lie there listening to the sound of you breathing. On my homemade Valentine's Day card I would write, I like you, in sparkles and glue. Only my handwriting is so bad, all of my K's look like B's, but we decide that's better anyway. I live you. We'd make pinky swears while biting our thumbs and cross our hearts and hope to die promises with words like always and forever and never ever ever. Promises you can only make when you're 10 and don't know any better. Back when 3 weeks at summer camp was an eternity and a change of schools was a disaster. Back before pimples, before underarm hair, before bra straps and makeup, before graduation in college and graduation in real life, back before resumes and jobs and careers and mortgages, marriage and divorce and debt and disappointment. Back when summers lasted forever. And our very first kiss on the cheek was the most awkward and scary and wonderful thing in the whole wide world. That's how I like you, cute boy in the front row. Like, a lot. So which is it? Yes, no, or maybe?